Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the government is putting all efforts into the interest of the farmers, highlighting the government's recent decisions taken for the welfare of the farmers. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that farmers work for the food security of the country. He emphasized that decisions such as reducing the export duty on onions and increasing the import duty on edible oils will benefit the farmers. Modi said that these decisions will increase farmers' income and also create more employment opportunities in rural areas. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has said that Arunachal Pradesh is committed to delivering quality healthcare services to even the most remote corners of the state through the e-Sanjeevani telemedicine services. He said this initiative, patients can now visit their nearest primary health center and receive expert medical consultations from specialized doctors via e-consultation, complete with e-prescriptions. To strengthen this network, hubs have been established at RIMS Narlagun, Bakenpartin General Hospital Pasighat, and Gyati Taka General Hospital Zero, which are connected to various community health centers, primary health centers and sub-health centers, and health and welfare centers for advanced consultation services. As part of nationwide Swachhata Hi Seva campaign to embrace cleanliness leading up to Gandhi Jayanti, Itanagar Municipal Corporation Mayor Tame Fasang led a cleanliness drive at ward number 1 alongside corporators, NGOs, youth and local residents. Speaking to the media, Fasang highlighted the importance of Jan Bhagidari in achieving a cleaner and healthier environment. The mayor stressed that the responsibility of keeping the city clean could not fall solely on IMC, urging citizens to dedicate at least 2 hours a week to community cleanliness activities. In a major crackdown on illegal logging activities, the Pake Kesang District Police has seized large quantities of illegal swan timber along with the vehicle used to transport the logs in Darlong area of Sejosa on Friday. The police also apprehended 2 individuals involved in transporting the timbers, Pake Kesang SP Tasi Darang said on Saturday. A case under Section 3032 of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, read with Section 24B of the Assam Forest Regulation 1891, was registered at Sejosa Police Station and an investigation is ongoing, the SP said. Over 550 helmets were distributed free of cost to motorcyclists by the family members and friends of one Sanjuta Singh, who lost his life in a tragic bike accident in Pasighat last year. The program, a road safety awareness campaign, was organized as part of Tasing Singh's birthday celebration at Riba Canteen Chariali, Pasighat on Saturday. The helmets were distributed to those two-wheeler riders who were found driving without wearing a helmet. A 52-year-old man was killed and his grandchild injured after their car was hit by the Murkong Selik Tejpur special train while crossing the tracks in Lower Siang district. The accident occurred at Pale near Dimau on Friday, GRP Assistant Sub-Inspector Ganesh Hazarika said. The deceased has been identified as Rigor Riba, a sub-inspector of India Reserve Battalion. He was travelling with his 7-year-old grandchild from Pasighat, where he was posted to his native village when the accident happened. The injured minor was taken to Dibrugarh for further treatment. Arunachal Pradesh is going to host the Northeast Football League 2024, scheduled to begin in January 2025 in Itanagar. While sharing this information through a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu today said, "This platform will provide our players with the opportunity to reach new heights." The Chief Minister also added that the state is fully equipped with world-class sports infrastructure ready to support the successful execution of this league. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that the Constitution is the soul of democracy and Parliament is its custodian. Speaking at a function in Mumbai today, he added that the Constitution is to be read, understood and respected. Dhankar appealed that all institutions of the state need to work in tandem and togetherness to nurture and blossom democratic values. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.